Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Radio Program on Faith, Government, Policy, and Culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
Sometimes God gives us divine appointments, and yesterday as I was leaving church, Save the Stork's van was out front, and I had an opportunity to meet a young gentleman. Save the Storks is a pro-life nonprofit group, and their mission is to empower abortion-minded mothers all over America to choose life. And the way they do that is taking an RV across the nation, which provides ultrasounds. Welcome, Logan. It's great to have you here today.
Thank you very much, Karen.
Well, tell me, Logan, how did you get involved with the Save the Storks movement?
I'm originally from Lincoln, but I've been involved with Summit Ministries and their student conferences in the summers for the last 5 years. I went as a student and then went back to work as a staff member. And through that, I met a young lady named Marcy Little, who became the first paid employee of Save the Storks when they started back in 2012. She's a good friend, and also at the Summit Conferences, Save the Storks presents on a pro-life message to the students there at those conferences.
One of the things about these RVs, they are beautiful. And when you walk up into them, you see all the medical things necessary, but it is so inviting to the woman that maybe is considering abortion.
So a lot of times, a woman who's in a circumstance where she's not sure what to do, she is nervous. There's a lot of times no one there to support her in her decision. The statistics show that between 64 to 84% of post-abortive women felt that they had no other option.
And what is very powerful, that 4 out of 5 women who board a stork bus choose to keep their baby.
Thanks for listening to NFA's Daily Radio Program. If you'd like more information about issues affecting Nebraska families or any of the resources mentioned, call us at 1-888-777-5188 or visit our website at nebraskafamilyalliance.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter.